Question 1. What kinds of help can people give their neighbours? Neighbours can offer each other all sorts of support and help, from advice to lending items, and even just being someone to talk to. For example, many neighbours often turn to those around them when they need simple advice on things such as what TV to buy, what schools are good in the area, or what restaurant to take a date to. Neighbours are also great for when you need to borrow an ingredient, tools, or even an item of clothing in rare occasions, such as a good jacket for an important interview. Personally, I think there is no end to the kind of help people can give their neighbours. Question 2. How do schools encourage young people to help others? Building support structures and camaraderie are generally life skills that schools like to instill in young people. Schools are not simply about book learning. They are also places where children learn practical skills, such as the natural instinct to help those around them. Schools encourage children to do this in active and passive ways. For example, by setting group work and collaborative projects, schools naturally encourage teamwork in children, and by extension, encourage them to help those around them. There are also more active approaches, such as pairing high-achieving students with those that are struggling. This way, students who are in better positions learn to help those who are less fortunate than them. Question 3. Do you think people naturally want to help others? In my opinion, altruism is a natural aspect of what it means to be human. Everyone has the natural urge to help those who are in need and to support the people around them. Personally, I think everybody is born naturally helpful, but some people learn to become selfish and self-centered. For example, the modern world is a highly competitive place, and to be successful, many people are taught that they must put themselves first. Therefore, they are taught not to help others, but this is not their natural inclination. In short, I think it is completely natural for people to want to help others. Question 4. Should everyone volunteer in their community? Volunteering is a huge commitment, and I do not think everyone is best suited to it. Most forms of volunteering require time, dedication, patience, and a good work ethic. For this reason, I do not think everyone should volunteer in their community. For example, most community projects require volunteers that need training to fulfill their roles. There will be many people who cannot hack the pressure of volunteering and end up giving up after a few weeks. This means a lot of time and effort is wasted on training these people. For this reason, I believe there are certain people better suited to volunteering than others. Question 5. What is the value of volunteering time and of giving money to help people? There are a variety of ways people can help those less fortunate than them by offering up their own time or their own money. And these things are valued in different ways. In some instances, charities and people in need desperately need money to purchase essential items or services. In these cases, the donation of money is invaluable. However, sometimes charities need time and labour far more than money, such as charity soup kitchens, which often have very low running costs but need the manpower to serve the food to those in need. So, I think donating money and volunteering time are valued in very different ways. Question 6. Who benefits more, the volunteers or the people they help? There are many arguments about the good feeling and sense of accomplishment achieved after doing a good act. But, in my opinion, those who benefit the most are the people helped. When an individual volunteers for a charity, they are normally helping the most destitute and in need of our society. Therefore, the help they give is on a scale that most people will never understand. For example, getting a free meal on a day for most people is a great treat, but for a homeless person, a free meal can mean the difference between life and death. This is why I believe the people they help benefit far more than the volunteers when it comes to charity work.